Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to our Friday edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and today I'm going to give you 5 quick tips and action steps for you to implement before your next big interview or something that's just coming up that's important to you, you want to do a great job on, but you are a little nervous. Tip number one, I bet you can guess it, is work out. You need to sweat out the nerves. I promise it's going to make you feel so much better. A lot of times nerves are just built up energy. For me, I like to do something that's really high energy. I don't like to lift a ton of weights because I don't want to think about how sore I am sitting in the interview. So I'll typically do something like turbo kick or just something that lets me go crazy. Usually it's like a cardio workout that lets me just sweat like crazy and just feels amazing. Tip number two is to visualize the actual event. Visualize how it's going to go. Athletes are so successful because they visualize, let's say a marathon runner, they visualize actually crossing the finish line. They see that gold medal. They can picture it happening. So I want you to do the exact same thing. Imagine you are driving to the interview. Imagine you are shaking hands with that person. Or, you know, for me, I do a lot of trainings where I train instructors, or maybe sometimes I teach big, really big fitness classes. And yes, after teaching for 5 years, I still get a little nervous and I still need to do these same tips to prepare myself. So if I'm getting ready to go teach a big class, I actually try to visualize, okay, what it's going to look like from the second I walk out my front door till the actual end. So think about things you're going to say, you know, think about any situations where you think, oh, that's so awkward, right? Meeting someone for the first time, that could be awkward. Okay, so have some things in your back pocket of what you could say, because it's only awkward if you make it awkward. So visualize what's going on. Tip number three is prepare. I am the queen of procrastination, and if it weren't for the last minute, nothing would get done. So I get this. This is a tough one. But how many times have you gone into, let's say you go to take a test, and if you didn't study, you have that pit in your stomach. Whether you are a confident person or not, don't lie to me and say you've never been nervous when you don't prepare. But how about that opposite time when you did prepare and you studied your butt off for that exam? You go in just feeling confident and your whole attitude is totally different. So if it's an interview, let's say you're interviewing with a big company, a big position, do your homework, do your research. Research on the company. You know, social media is a beautiful thing. If you can get the person's last name, try to find them on Facebook, see what they're interested in. Now don't be a crazy creeper. Ask them how their little Joey's doing at his basketball game, but kind of get a feel of what they may be like, what they might be interested in, and maybe something will come up organically that you'll have in common, and that'll make it a little bit easier conversation. Another example that I'll use for me when I'm doing a training, obviously I need to prepare my notes. I need to know, you know, what I'm teaching, what I'm going to say, what different stories I'm going to tell my trainees that help give a lasting impression on the message I'm trying to give across. Sorry guys if this is noisy. I am actually recording in my car because life, and that's what you got to do. So tip number one, exercise. Tip number two, visualize the game plan, visualize the day or the actual event. Tip number three is prepare and do your homework. Two more tips. Tip number four is listen to a playlist, something that's going to just pump you up and get you excited. Get in your car, sing to your favorite song, because that's just a no-brainer. Music puts us in a better mood. It relaxes us. It makes us happy, because you just can't be mad when you hear your favorite song. You just can't. It's impossible. Call me cheesy, but before I went to go take my registered dietitian exam, I went on YouTube and YouTubed motivational speeches. And I listened to the dorkiest motivational speeches, but I don't know. I'm into that stuff. So it really fired me up. It allowed me to get rid of, push out all the negative self-talk in my head and just boosted myself up with positive self-talk. You know, you can do this. You're freaking awesome. Just go make it happen. Which leads into my last tip. Tip number five is talk to yourself. Let's say you're actually at the place and you're still nervous. Go into the bathroom. Talk to yourself. Look in the mirror and say, you got this. You know, I will say this to myself. I got this. I can do it. I make it happen. That's my go-to word. So I just, you got to say it to yourself, because what we focus on becomes our reality. So when you go in with that mindset and you talk to yourself like you would give your best friend a pep talk, you're going to feel 10 times better. So I hope those tips helped you out. If you have a big interview or some special event coming up, I wish you the best of luck. Talk to yourself like Lauren and I would talk to you, right? You are your best cheerleader. As always, we're looking to help more people like you, and they can't find us if they don't know where we are. So please leave us a review, subscribe, and always let us know what types of topics you want to listen to, because this podcast is for you. Now go out there and make it happen and have an awesome weekend. Bye, guys.